Hello and welcome to Hopscotch World.
I'm Bill.
And I'm Jim. Bill?
Jim.
It's the first day of May.
It's not the first day of May.
It's the first Saturday of May.
It is the first Saturday of May.
And you know what that means?
It is Kentucky Derby Day.
Yes, it is. Now, we've already observed the Kentucky Derby.
The fastest 2 minutes in sports.
It is. Well, we did a great one with that Willett.
Yes,
we did. Oh, that bourbon was amazing.
Oh, it was.
So we're taking this bourbon month seriously.
Yes, because I've got a serious bourbon.
You do? It's
yes.
A beautiful looking bottle.
I love this. This reminds me of Dallas.
Yes.
J.R. Ewing would grab a bourbon out of a crystal decanter,
yep,
and pour it into a glass and kill somebody in a swimming pool.
It's a nice cut glass look, square decanter with the square peg in it.
Yeah, this is a nice looking bottle. It is the I.W. Harper 15-year straight Kentucky bourbon.
Oh, this is a treat.
Yeah, I think so. And you know, we did witness the Kentucky Derby, like,
we
as we said.
It just ended a short time
congratulations ago. Congratulations to our hockey-playing friends.
That's right. Nyquist was the winner, the heavily favorite, whose odds were 2-1, I believe.
Yeah, 2-1 odds.
Oh.
Yeah.
And how about that second-place finish?
Yeah, that
came out of nowhere.
Exaggerator came flying up from the middle of the pack to really easily take second place. If he started his run maybe 2 or 3 lengths sooner, he could have
possibly won. He might have had a run at the win. Yeah, absolutely.
It was a more entertaining race than I expected.
It usually is an entertaining race, that's for sure.
It is. Yeah. But, I mean, Nyquist was such a prohibitive favorite, I didn't think it was going to be that competitive.
And actually, I'd say coming down the stretch, it didn't look like it was going to be much. But then, all of a sudden, Exaggerator really made an exciting charge. And watching it, I kept flashing back to my telephone and looking at pictures that I had taken at the empty Churchill Downs when I was there in February.
That is hard to believe it can hold that many people.
And they told us how many they expect. Was it 160,000 or something?
It was,
like that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the 150 to 160
some amazing
range. A huge number.
Of people.
Yeah.
And when you're there, I'm struck by, the track is big. What would we say? It was a mile,
mile and a half, I think.
Something like that. And expansive stable area. Very big. But the grandstand area, it's kind of tall, but it just doesn't strike me as that big. But boy, they fit a lot of people in there.
Oh, yeah.
May is the perfect time, I think, to celebrate bourbon, given the Kentucky Derby. So,
without any further ado,
I think we should jump right to it. Will you do the honors, sir?
I will. I got this. This thing has, what, a 2-inch square peg on the top of it? This is a big peg.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Let's see what we got here. Interesting. Subtle scent. Another hardy peg. Fairly heavy.
Yeah. Wow, actually, a pretty good scent to it.
Look at that stubby neck bottle.
Yeah, it's got a ribbon.
You know, you just take a sniff out of the bottle. You get a whole lot of vapor right up into the nose quickly.
Yeah.
Well, this will be a treat.
Yeah. This is a 15?
15, yes. It's a nice bottle. It's
Yes, it is.
It was about $100 at our local
not an inexpensive.
No, I think to celebrate Bourbon Month correctly, we have to stick with the quality bourbons. I mean, that Willett was a quality.
I'm telling you, that was amazing. Terrific.
Thanks, sir.
So,
I love it. I love the way that looks.
So do I.
Nothing looks better than a nice square decanter with just a finger missing from the top. So, would you say like a nice golden brownish color?
Yeah.
It's a deep color.
I like that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's vapory. But is that a little wood, too, in there?
Maybe it's like a hint.
I think there's some wood to the nose. It does have some legs.
Oh, yeah, it does. It kind of clings to the side of the wall there. It's looking good.
Yeah, it does have something of a vapor. Here's what I'm anticipating, a warm one.
I think this one's got some...
Yeah, I think that vapor is
I think this one's going to give you a feel.
I think so. There it is.
Wow.
There it is. What do you say, about 5 seconds after you swallow?
It's.
I feel it on the gums. I feel it in my mouth. And it didn't last, but I got a little bit right here going down the chest.
Here's the way I got it. My initial taste, again, this vapor.
Mm-hmm.
I can feel it in my teeth. Sweetness, a little bit.
A little bit.
You can tell it's a strong whiskey.
Yeah.
It's grainy. It's got a hint of moonshine to it, but not the bitter taste. It's got that strength, that pinch that you get from like a pure corn or something like that, you know?
Right. It's not harsh, though.
No, it's not harsh.
It's actually very smooth.
But then you get the nice flavor. Mm-hmm. You get that sweetness that I like, that dead gum sweetness.
Yeah. Kind of a backdraft for the heat.
And you get a slow heat. The heat comes on a delay.
Yeah.
It really goes down,
but mm-hmm. as it's going down, you're kind of getting it creeping back into your mouth again.
I got more of a warmth on the way back up than on the way down.
I could feel just a little bit, and it didn't last.
No, but like right now, I have that feeling like, oh, that was a nice warm glass of whiskey.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
and this is pretty tasty.
The finish is very warm. So, this is very tasty.
So I do like this. I like this a lot. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised. But
I'm not either.
You know, it's funny, we started this little experiment of ours thinking about scotches and how, you know, scotch is the standard bearer for whiskey. So the single malt scotch is what we were thinking we would try. And since we've developed a taste for it, mm-hmm. we might not like other whiskeys after that. But a lot of whiskeys have very fine characteristics, very much like scotch.
Yes.
And I think that's something that it's a treat. It was more than I expected. Mm-hmm. I was expecting a lot more harshness from bourbons in general.
As did I, not knowing
right. You
had different qualities of bourbon.
And there are different qualities of bourbon. And this is one of those high-quality bourbons.
Now, some time ago, we did the Jefferson's Reserve. America's Scotch, you called it.
America's, yeah.
Right? That was a wonderful way to describe it. Now, I haven't had it in a bit. Although last weekend at your house,
we finished off the ocean. Yeah.
And I'd forgotten how good that was. So those were outstanding spirits that I actually pointed to as a favorite. And I wrestled with, is the ocean better than the reserve?
Not having them both together.
It's tough to.
Yeah. We've got a lot of whiskeys. We've tasted a lot of whiskeys. Yeah. We've got some really good scotches. We've got a couple really nice Irish. But remember our tasting party?
Yes.
I think we need to podcast our own tasting party.
You know, that's a great idea.
We should take our best of. A little bit of the Macallan, a little bit of the Glenlivet, maybe some of this, maybe a Yellow Spot. Uh-huh. You know, throw four or five of our favorites in there, compare, contrast, figure out what we liked about each of them, see how we still feel about all of them, and, you know, just do a best of podcast.
That's
like a walkthrough whiskey.
I think that's a wonderful idea.
I think we got to work that.
Okay, well, you know, we're not short on plans.
We are not short on plans. And at my house, we still have two scotches and another, I believe it's a Colorado whiskey.
Oh.
That we need to try.
Oh, well, and we're not short on drink either.
No,
it seems time is our nemesis lately. Life does get busy. We keep saying that. But
Well,
we're coming up on baseball season. And after a game, there's nothing more that we enjoy than to eat and
perhaps
have a
vibe,
drink.
Yes. Yeah. So today we're in a slightly different atmosphere.
Yes, welcome to my studio. Now, going way back to one of the first podcasts we ever did.
It was one of the Christmas beer podcasts.
It was. And we did that across the hall in a storage room.
Right.
Yes, we're at Kim's house tonight recording this one. And I've since come to understand the benefit of the walk-in closet for acoustics. Also noticed Mr. and Mrs. Met, they're over there.
I saw Mr. and Mrs. Met.
I don't know what to do with them, so I put them in the corner. But I like to produce radio commercials. It was my old profession and endeavor. Well, I do the audio production for my current employer, you know, the radio and TV audio anyway. And this is the room where I do it. The acoustics in here, because of all the clothes hanging all around you.
I will say it's perfectly quiet in here.
Oh, it's lovely. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I see what you mean with, because there's the whole wall behind you is closed. The whole wall behind me is closed. Yeah. So that's probably perfect for,
sound. This didn't dawn on me way back then. That was kind of a lively room for acoustics. This one is not. So welcome to Studio 2.
Studio 2.
Studio B. I still enjoy the fireplace at Studio A.
It's a comfortable, it's a more casual setting.
Yeah.
So anyways, back to our
business at hand.
Second swallow's same as the first.
I just had a pretty good mouthful of it.
It gets deep into the chest.
Down here, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you really do get it down there pretty well.
That's something you're a big fan of.
I am. I expected a little more of it, but you know what? I like it.
But it's sustained.
It does.
It might not be as intense, but it's more lingering.
Yeah.
And it's doing that thing where I like to lick my gums.
Yeah.
And I get that flavor that I love. It's got a smoothish, maybe caramelish almost taste.
Perhaps.
And that pinch, you know, like the grain whiskey pinch.
Yeah.
Which it is. I like this a lot.
I want to say it's a hint of wood because there's that taste is kind of the same odor.
That wood bitters?
Yeah.
But not like, did I call it tongue depressor?
You did.
Not chewing bark, but a little hint of the popsicle stick.
Not as much, though. But yes, but that type.
It's like, right, it's the toothpick as opposed to the tongue depressor.
Yeah.
Yes, a little hint, just sliver.
And I'm looking forward to the water to see what that does. Sometimes that brings these
things up. Because a lot of times it might soften that grainy bite and give you a little bit more like a fruity flavor or something like that.
Right.
That's what we've found in the past.
So far. Right? So. Oh, and thank you, too. You brought quite a bit over today. I see you brought the Glencairn glasses. And I was thinking of it coming home from work this afternoon. I thought, I don't have any. But I almost thought, geez, maybe I should text him and see if he'll bring his Glencairn. Because we always taste whiskey in the same glass. That way
we can relate one whiskey to the next, and it won't be the glass that's the difference.
Right.
Glass. But yeah, I wanted to bring our nice little Glencairn glass.
Is that your towel?
Yes, it is.
Oh, okay. Because I was thinking, I have the Guinness towel.
I had the glasses wrapped in the Guinness towel.
Oh, very good. Okay.
Well, shall we pour another and add a drop or two?
I think we shall.
Again, nice deep color.
What are you going to do, about 2 teaspoons?
Yeah, 2 should work. Lovely, thank you. Mm-hmm. Let that settle in a little bit. I love it when we add water to the whiskey and it never seems to take anything off the color.
Yeah, or the legs.
Yes, it's beautiful.
Still vapory.
Less, but some.
Still there. There's something else there that wasn't quite as pronounced neat.
Yeah, there's another scent there. I'm going to say something and it's not going to be right, but it's going to be how it feels to me. I'm going to throw out there lemon. It almost has a citrusy feel, which makes no sense at all.
Well, I was thinking red. I was thinking more like maybe a cherry or something. In fact, I was trying to struggle for a red wood.
Wow.
Ooh, wow. Actually,
it gets up there, doesn't it?
Warm it a bit with your hand.
I did.
And stick your nose right in there?
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, and it came right out my eyes.
Yeah, that's a perfect description.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
Yeah, okay, I'll give you your cherry. It's like a tart cherry.
Yeah, it's something, exactly. It's not as sweet as it is something else.
It's a fruity, but not a bubblegum fruity, more of a like a cherry. It's a perfect example of the scent. I like that a lot. Mmm. You know what? It's got that flavor.
It does.
Really good.
Took the chest heat away, but the mouth heat is still there.
I was going to say.
If anything, perhaps a degree warmer. And it's mostly after you swallow it that it kind of...
Right. After you swallow it, you have a slower air draw after that.
Yeah.
You can't take a quick breath.
And the delayed finish, very sweet in the back.
Oh, I've got it all over my mouth right now. I'm still feeling that. And of course, my favorite, I can still lick the gums.
Yeah. I like that, too. I like the residual sweetness that stays up there, too.
I kind of like this. Actually, I kind of like this with a couple drops because I like this slight extra fruity sweetness.
Yeah, it really brought something out that we didn't quite notice the first time. So
I think what it did was it dulled the grainy, that first what I called the moonshine-ish flavor, and you got a much more pronounced sweetness. This is nice. This is really nice like this.
Yeah, I like this. I really like the nose on it. I mean, that's unlike anything we've ever had. Just the nose. I mean, without even tasting.
This is good, though. It feels good. It tastes good.
So, in further honor of Bourbon Month here at Hopscotch World, I decided to wear my Louisville Slugger t-shirt that I bought at Louisville Slugger, which was literally 2 blocks from the hotel that I stayed in when I was there.
I remember you telling us about that fabulous bourbon menu they had down there.
Oh, at the hotel. It was, must have been 4 pages long.
But this is a fun bottle of whiskey.
Mm-hmm.
And even if, you know, if I finish this, I'm going to, like, keep the decanter. this is a bottle I save.
Oh, yeah.
Because I don't know if I'll even find another bottle like that. I don't know if there's another one of these in the liquor store right now.
Did you get it at our local?
I did.
Wow.
It was one of those... Hey. I believe I got a phone call for this one.
Oh, Eric called you?
Yes, Eric called me.
It's Derby Day. Let me get you a hat.
Oh, lovely. Oh, give me one of the fedoras.
A straw one?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think women are supposed to wear the hat. So what?
Yeah, whatever. Oh, that's a nice hat.
All right.
Yeah, see?
So I have a few hats. You're not the only hat.
Yeah, well, you're...
You know, I bought this one in high school.
You did?
Yeah. And
I've never seen that hat before.
What does that say?
Oh, it's a Lost Ark hat.
It was from the Lost Ark collection. They had
that
different colors.
Is awesome.
Of course, I bought the brown one. All right, so we got our hats for the Derby.
Hats for the Derby. Derby Day hats.
Boy, I do like that with the water.
I do, too. It's very rare that I...
Yeah.
But so far, water
every
is...
Every once in a while, we stumble on one.
Water's getting to the top of my list, so let's...
Hang on, I got a bag of rocks here.
This... Okay, when I first touched this, it felt like a plastic peg.
Yeah.
But it's got so much mass to it that, I mean, it's heavy.
I almost guess that's wood.
Maybe it's wood encased. I mean, because we got those metal blocks that I've rather grown fond of, too, in a couple of our last few bottles. That Willet had a metal block, didn't it? No, it had a big wooden peg.
I think it had a big peg, yeah.
We've been working on whiskeys lately, haven't we?
We haven't done a scotch in a while.
So now we got it on a little bit of rocks. Wow. What do you smell?
More of that cherry.
A lot more of that cherry. That's what
You know what? It's like the cherry tobacco.
That could be it.
That's what it is. It's not pure cherry. It's like that cherry pipe tobacco.
Yes, that my old Uncle Harold used to smoke. Mmm. Mmm. Ooh.
Oh.
Jim?
There it is.
Yeah. Okay, so...
You know what, though? It took a minute for that cherry to come back. It's a delayed cherry finish, but oh, it's all over now.
But there's still heat.
Yeah.
Not the way down, the way up.
Coming back up. And it was warmer than neat going down.
Yeah. Okay, so...
I really like this. And it's sweet.
The rocks are the winner. The rocks have that cherry taste that we got in the water.
Yeah.
It's got
even more cherry than tobacco, actually.
The full finish that we got from neat. Actually, more of that full finish. Wow, I like this a lot.
You would think somebody took an eyedropper and put a few drops of like, juice from the maraschino cherries in there.
This is sweetest yet.
Yeah.
Absolutely. I was just going to say that exact same thing. But it's not like candy sweet.
No, no. No, that's, when we say sweet, we're not talking schnapps. Sweet.
No, that's not what this is.
No.
This is whiskey with a hint. With a touch, right. With a drop.
Which is probably why...
Of the cherry.
We even probably overused the almost dead gum analogy.
Mm-hmm. So, Jim, one last thing before we end up this podcast.
Yeah.
Tomorrow's Mother's Day.
Yeah.
Happy Mother's Day to all.
Happy Mother's Day to all. Happy Kentucky Derby Day to all.
Happy Kentucky Derby Day to all.
And what a merry month of May.
Yes.
I think we should make time for one more bourbon before this month is over. And now we're at the beginning of the month.
That's true.
By the time we get these all posted, they're probably going to be June. So
it doesn't really matter when they're posted. The point is, this is where we are right here, right now. And yes. This is a fabulous bourbon.
Yeah. I.W. Harper.
The 15-year.
Yeah. Do they put a proof on that? I probably should read the label, huh? 86.
86 proof?
43%.
Okay. Can you please read what it says on the band?
Anywhere, anytime, it's always a pleasure.
Yes, it is.
Yes, it is.
I think that's a fabulous finish. Jim?
What can we add to that?
You can. I'm going to sum this up. It's got the warmth and the spice with the cherry on top.
Done.
I'm Bill.
I'm Jim.
And this is Hopscotch World.
Thank you for listening.